Hello and welcome to Heretic Social Justice Minus Dogma, the show about the social justice movement and the unwritten rules that underpin and may undermine it. This is Sam Killerman, your host, and this is the third of three prologue episodes. In this prologue, I am talking about what this show isn't. A list of things that I'm hoping don't happen as a result of this show, or what I don't mean by this show, or what are not my goals in regards to this show. And there are things that are likely misconstruals or misconceptions or ideas that people have already been sharing in regards to this that are in no way reflective of what I'm trying to do here. So with that in mind, I hope you'll appreciate this anti-list episode of sorts. This is my last prologue episode, so after this, the next thing that comes out will be a real episode. But first, Mike Mentz.
Heretic, I wish I didn't have to do a magic trick to get the world to listen to a new idea. Well, here's to the fight. I'll pick, I guess I'll be the heretic.
Okay, so what this show isn't, that's what I'm talking about here. And I'm going to just run through items one by one. And these are going to be a few different things that have already come up just in me announcing this show or talking about it privately with people or in response to some of the public writing I've been doing about the social justice dogma. All right, so let's go through these one by one. Okay, so the first one is really important because I think it's the biggest one. And that is that this show is not against social justice or social justice people or even the social justice movement. This show is not opposed to social justice. And the conversations that I'm going to have here are not going to be with that goal in mind. The project as a whole, including all the things I'm writing and talking with people about and publishing, that's not the goal. In no way do I hope or intend for this show to be seen by others as antithetical to the goals of social justice or even to individual social justice people. I'm going to try my best to not have things be interpreted in those ways, but this is just me saying that if anybody interprets something that way, that was not my intention and I screwed up, so I want to fix it. The second one is that this show will not be a gossip show or a gotcha show where we point out somebody who's doing social justice, quote, bad or poorly or problematically or wrong or dogmatically, and then we rip on them for several minutes or an hour. And then in the end, the listeners of the show go to your social media accounts and dogpile on that person as well. That is not the goal of this show. That is not what this show is going to be. And with guests, I've already been navigating some really strict ground rules in regards to this, but it'll be a forever evolving thing. I really do need help with this because it's really difficult to both point out or highlight or call attention to bad actions, things that aren't helping, things that are potentially hurting, while not contributing to or adding to this call out culture and the ways that we do a lot of social justice in ways that aren't helping. So it's going to be a tough balance to strike, but it's going to be something that I'm working on constantly. And if at any point someone feels like this show is contributing in negative ways to aspects of the social justice culture in regards to like calling people out or dragging people or social media mobbing, etc., then I really want to hear about that because that's not the goal and I really don't want to do that. The third one is that this show is not the solution to all the problems of the social justice movement, nor is it me presenting myself as if I have those solutions or even those answers. It is not that. It is a pursuit of those. It is an experiment in can we figure out some of these problems and get to the bottom of them, but it is in no way me saying that I have the answers or the solutions and that I know the correct way to do these things, because I absolutely don't. If anything, it's my admission that I can't keep doing the work that I've been doing because I realize how much I didn't know the answers and how much a lot of the work I was doing was guided by social justice dogma. And then when I took a step back and looked at it, I realized that there were a lot of things that I was doing that I absolutely knew, quote, knew were the right thing to do that probably weren't helping and it might have been hurting. So this show is a search for those answers. It's hopefully going to be helpful for people who are doing the work, but it is not a presentation of the like finished product at the end of the cooking show where the oven opens and there's this beautiful thing that's all done. Every episode is not going to be like that. We will be lucky to find ingredients and instructions. Like if we come up with some ingredients and instructions, that'll be a win. There is no finished product in the end of an episode of this show. This show is also not only going to be talking about tenets of the social justice dogma or only focusing on criticizing social justice. That is going to be the guiding light of at least the first several episodes of the show without question. And that is the push that got me here. That's why I'm making this show. But that's not all I want it to be. I would really love for it to be beneficial to people who are doing social justice work in a lot of different ways. I think that we do need to talk about the social justice dogma. That's a really important, meaningful, beneficial thing to focus on, but it is not the only thing. So if there's somebody who is doing something that I think you all would benefit from hearing about and it's related to social justice or social justice work or activism, then I will probably, if they want to come on the show, not count them out, even if it's not related to the dogma itself or some of the problematic ways that social justice is showing up. That's not going to be an exclusionary rule for bringing somebody on the show and interviewing them. The only thing, I guess, that would be ultimately exclusionary would be, is this relevant for people who are doing social justice work or not? And if it is, then this might be a great place to have that conversation. This show is not anti-SJW, that's social justice warrior, alt-right propaganda. That is a weird thing to say. It's so weird and makes me so uncomfortable to have to name this. But I'm saying it because I've already been accused of this. I've already been accused of my social justice dogma essays and talking about this as being alt-right propaganda. And that is absolutely ridiculous to me. But it is nonetheless a state that we are currently in. And it's reflective of this idea that if you're not completely with us, then you are against us. And I am completely with us. And if the us here is people who believe that society should be socially just, that we should be pushing forward and moving forward ideas that result in the most justice, the most wellness, the most liberation, the most joy, the most health, whatever, the most good for people of all identities, and that we should be tearing down barriers to those things, I am 100% with us. And I am also recognizing that there are these issues that we are creating that are getting in the ways of our own goals. And I want to talk about those things because I think we have to talk about those things. So I will do everything in my power to be really clear with any criticism that I levy or to help contextualize any criticism that one of my guests identifies, that it is a constructive criticism, that it is being named in the hope of improving the outcomes of these movements, improving the outcomes of social justice. Like, that is our goal here. And in that vein, hopefully, if alt-right or anti-SJW people decide to try to use an episode or a clip or an essay as propaganda for their cause, it'll be very ineffectual propaganda. Number 6. This show is not the only place where you're hearing about social justice dogma. It's also not the best necessarily place where you're going to be hearing about social justice dogma. And especially, it is not single-handedly in any way trying to solve these problems. Now, I know that in some of the things that I write about the show, it might sound like I'm trying to say that that's true. And that's not what I'm trying to say. In everything that I write that's very short, inevitably, some of the nuance gets squashed out. And whenever I say that we are trying to tackle or confront or help identify and solve some of these problems, what I mean is be in some small way a positive force within the movement, not unilaterally change these things by myself or by ourselves. And I'm saying this here because I want you to know that if other people start talking about these things, that's great. If other people start podcasts about these things, that would be awesome. And I'd be totally open to that. And I think that'd be absolutely wonderful and beneficial. If everybody who is doing social justice work started to talk about the ways that the social justice dogma affect their abilities to do their work, that would be a good thing. And here's the thing. People have already been doing that for years. When I started talking to people about the social justice dogma just a few years ago, every single person I talked to, as soon as I brought up an example or just kind of described the general idea of what I meant, every single person was like, oh yeah, that's something that I've been encountering and been talking about privately with people for years. Like every single person, no one was like, what do you mean? There are these dogmatic rules that we are told to follow, and if we don't, there will be repercussions and consequences. Like nobody was surprised by that. And even if people weren't using the phrase social justice dogma to describe it, they were talking about these things for decades. And in that way, this conversation is a part of this. It's my first entry into this conversation, but it is by no means the first place that these things are being talked about. And I just really wanted to be clear about that here in this prologue, even though I know that even though I'm being clear about it right now, this is something I'm going to have to say a lot. This is not the only place where this conversation is or should be happening. It is not necessarily the best one, and it is not suggesting, or I'm not suggesting, that this conversation wasn't already happening. It absolutely has been, and I'm hoping it will continue to happen. Even if this show doesn't work and I personally blow up in a negative way and I am unable to keep making it. All right, now number 7, the final what this show isn't item, rounding it out at 7 because that's a good, holy, happy number, is that this show is not sponsored or paid for by any third-party organization or ads or secret, sneaky content where I'm going to be like promoting somebody, but really they're paying me to promote them or any of that stuff. This show is 100% independent. And if that changes, I will be incredibly clear with you about that change. But as of now and in my mind for the foreseeable future, there will not be advertising on this show. There will not be sponsored content. And anything that I tell you about will either be something I made myself or something that I think is really beneficial and exciting, and it's not something I'm receiving a kickback for or being paid to promote. So if I say a book is really great, it's not because I'm getting a percentage of the royalties for that book or a dollar for every click on a link or any of that stuff. I will not be doing any affiliate marketing on the website. And again, if any of this changes, I will be incredibly open and incredibly clear about both why it's changing and in what nature that changes the production of the show. So for right now, this is a totally independent, totally ad-free, totally self-run, organic enterprise. And I will let you know if that changes, but I don't think it will, at least unless something really dramatically shifts in my brain, because for many, many years, I've been pretty against advertising and I've not done it. So it'd be a pretty big surprise to me if I decided to start running ads for like stamps or whatever. So not going to happen. And that was not sponsored content. That was a joke about all the ridiculous ads and other podcasts. All right, that's it. I'm going to stop before I accidentally advertise something else. Y'all be great. Be kind. I love you. Goodbye.